Hello. How are you doing? Nice to see you.
A crowded cafe full of women greeted the North Carolina senator. Polls show the Kerry Edwards ticket leading among female voters, but President Bush has cut into that lead. Edwards told his campaign audience that more women ought to vote this fall.
22 million women didn't vote in the last election, which means basically they left it to somebody else to decide who was going to be president, and the consequences have been devastating.
Edwards says President Bush has a poor record on issues like health care, child care, job security, and equal pay for women. During a question and answer session, Racine County resident Veronica De La Cruz Colleen tearfully told Edwards that her husband and two of her children have asthma.
And now we have a coal plant going up with wind energies right by our backyard in Oak Creek. Mind you, every year the air is getting worse and worse.
Edwards used the exchange to criticize the Bush administration's proposed changes to the so-called New Source Review rules. The rules have required older power plants to comply with modern pollution standards when they update their facilities. But Edwards says on this and other issues, the president has caved in to big business.
They wanted to weaken these laws that protect our air for a very simple reason, because the energy companies wanted it. The energy companies wanted it, they're for it. Big oil companies want it, they're for it. Big drug companies want it, they're for it. Insurance companies want it, they're for it. When is somebody going to stand up for you and the rest of the people in this country against those people?
President Bush, We Energies, and We Energies Vice President Jim Clouser, who is helping run the Bush campaign in Wisconsin, have all praised the New Source Review revisions. The company says the air will be cleaner if the Oak Creek power plant expansion goes through and new technology is put in place. Several women hugged Senator Edwards as he left the cafe. But outside the restaurant, Bob, one of the few Bush supporters standing in a crowd of Democrats, said he still backs the president.
Well, because he's a commander-in-chief of our country, and he knows what's going on. And as far as health care,
what can I say?
Bush supporters will have more chances to make their case today when race car legend Richard Petty visits the state to campaign for the president. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in West Allis.